Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
You know, we're winning, folks. Believe me, we are winning. That might be hard for you to believe in Oregon, but boy, have I got lots of evidence for you to consider as you prepare to begin your day of, well, influencing others, persuading the persuadables, and saving this great state from the regressive totalitarian Marxists that rule it. Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. Politics with your coffee. Grab that cup of coffee and let's talk about it for the next hour as we go ahead. What am I mean? All right, so here's what we're talking about. We are winning, and that is evidenced by the fact that the Democrats have pulled back. Or are we? No, I didn't just contradict myself. I'll get into it and explain it in a moment. Also, can knitting, this is an interesting point, can knitting actually move Donald Trump to win Oregon in November? What? And my inside story for you all about what happened at the Capitol yesterday and how yours truly and some other folks have put some things in motion here that have to, well, they have to come to fruition. And you're a part of that. We're going to talk about all of that today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. And in emails, you can always send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. In fact, I need to address a couple of those, I think, before I go too much further here. James writes me an email about hunting down our Republicans. As you know, the Republicans are threatening to walk out of the legislative session like I think they will have to and like they should. He writes this. It might be good to note that our brave state troopers will, too, be affected by cap and trade. They must realize that this affects their lives, too. Is there someone in the state police department who would listen to our voices? Is it possible to say that the future of Oregon is in their hands and ask them to leave the Republican senators alone? Well, I think the answer to that is very simple. No. These are men and women who have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution. And the Constitution means our Republican constitutional form of government, which says they will faithfully execute the laws of the state of Oregon. Now, I know that the legislature takes that as our governor's does and then promptly breaks it, right? Because Kate Brown, by her continued suspension of the death penalty, is not faithfully executing the laws of the state of Oregon. That's quite the opposite. That's a breaking of her oath of office for which she ought to be recalled. Ellen Rosenblum, same thing, with her numerous choices to ignore what's going on, to ignore Oregon laws, no faithful execution. When it comes to the state police, it's different. These are more often than not former military. Not all of them, but many of them are. They take this stuff very seriously, and they suck it up. And they do what they are told to do, because you have to have that kind of an attitude to make it work. You do. And those of you who've been in the military know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, state troopers, and I have many state troopers as friends. And I'm going to tell you, yeah, they're human beings. They know, generally, they're more conservative than they are moderate or liberal. But I'm going to tell you that they will do their duty because they swore an oath to do it. And if that means going and arresting Republicans, they will. They're not going to like it. And there may be some discretion as to how aggressive they get in that matter. I'm quite serious. There is always a little bit of that kind of discretion to do things. But friends, can they just ignore it? No. They can't and they won't, because they took an oath and they're serious about it. Now, regarding the Senate walkout, I also got a letter that was sent to Republican leader Herman Bertziger by Defend 1776, Roger. And here's what he wrote. And this is really going to start the beginning of our conversation about this. Roger writes this, and it was sent to Herman Bertziger. I want you to know that I and many other Oregonians really admire what you and your Senate Republican colleagues did last year when you walked out to prevent bad bills from being passed in the Oregon Senate. Contrary to what some Democrats in the legislature assert, the job of senators and representatives in the Oregon State Legislature is not to facilitate the passage of Democrat legislation. It is to represent the people of Oregon and to protect the legitimate interests of the people of Oregon. Right now, same as last year, bills have been proposed that would harm Oregon under the guise of fighting climate change. They want to increase government control over the economy and raise taxes. Under the guise of gun safety, they want to interfere and hinder our right to self-defense. These bills are harmful to decent, law-abiding, hardworking people in our state. Please continue to fight bad legislation as you did last year. The people of Oregon admire you for doing the right thing, and now we are depending on you to do the right thing during this session as well. Roger signed his name and his address, his phone number, his email. Kudos to you, Roger, and let me tell you why. All of you listening to my voice should join in supporting these Republicans with these kinds of individual emails. And I do mean individual emails. Because one of the things you need to learn is that if you send a blanket email to all senators, all members of the House of Representatives, it usually gets, first of all, it may not even reach them because it is regarded as spam. And the staff rarely will read it and print it off or call it to the attention of the representative or the senator because it's gone to everybody. If it's an individual email, that's different. Now, Roger is not Senator Bertziger's constituent. Herman Bertziger is from Grants Pass, folks. Roger's from Salem. Okay. Now, but it is incredibly important that you, if you feel the same way Roger does, just like I do, you need to tell Republicans, each of them individually, especially if you are in the Salem area. You need to write a letter, an email to Senator Peter Courtney, who's one of our three senators. You need to let him know that you don't approve of this. Now, you got to keep in mind a couple of things. Peter is only in the Capitol about 2 hours a day, if he's there at all, and he's in a wheelchair. Now, his days are numbered here in terms of not life, I hope. I don't wish that on Peter, but in terms of serving in the legislature because of his health. I think sooner or later, the Democrats in the legislature are going to get rid of him and get a far more liberal, far leftist person to be the Democrat leader in the Senate side. But you need to let Peter Courtney know what you believe, how you feel about this, number one, or number two, actually. And I think especially some of you need to talk to, not Kim Thatcher, because you know where Kim is on this issue, but rather to Denise Bowles, who took the place of Jackie Winters. Now, here's why I am going to urge you to do this. It became known to me some weeks ago that she was really on the fence about this idea of walking out. I had heard recently that she had made it known to fellow caucus members that she would be willing to walk out. And then I hear yesterday that she, at least her staff, maybe not Denise herself, and I know Denise because she served as a staffer in the House when I was in the House many years ago, that she has, at least her staff has told some folks who've inquired that they haven't made a decision. That ought to concern you. And let me tell you why. Yesterday, early in the morning after I got off this show, I got a call from a senator And the senator let me know that Tim Knope, Senator Tim Knope from Bend, was on the fence on this issue of walking out. Now, Tim had, as you know, in the first walkout in the last session, he stuck around. He was the only Republican that did that. A lot of us were angry about that. And frankly, it made a lot of his fellow senators angry. Whether they will admit that to you or not, believe me, it did. And then later, he chose to walk out with the rest of them. And he admitted that it was the right move. Now, as I understand, he is on the fence again. That was the first phone call at a little bit after 8 o'clock in the morning yesterday. At 10 minutes till 11, I got a second phone call from the senator telling me that this has been decided, at least in Senator Knope's mind, that he announced to the caucus in caucus meeting that morning, just minutes before, that he was not going to walk out. And the excuse was that he could not if he wanted to get reelected. Well, the problem is he's already walked out once. And if the Democrats are going to use that against you in an election, it doesn't matter whether you walk out this time. You walked out once. You stopped it once. You're going to be tarred and feathered with that, Tim. And I know Tim because I served with him. He was actually my majority leader for a while in the Oregon House of Representatives. So I then set a number of things in motion with a number of groups of people, including Timber Unity. Now, apparently, I was not the only one this senator or maybe another senator called. I don't know for sure. Because I saw a tweet or actually a text message minutes later. Because I called a number of people immediately and let them know that this was what was happening. That he'd made the decision. And that some things needed to be set in motion to turn up the pressure on him. I saw a tweet or text message again from somebody else involved in this. Because I was on the phone to the Timber Unity people. I'm going to tell you that right now. They were on their way to the Capitol. They told me that they would try to go meet with Senator Knope to change his mind. Now, this has set a number of things in motion, including some people saying that this is not real, that he has not said this. Well, they're wrong. They're very wrong. It's been corroborated. He said it in caucus. Now, generally, things that are said in caucus stay in caucus. But folks, this is for all the marbles. This is for everything. This is more than just cap and trade. This is for gun bills and a lot of other crap, like a new bill that greatly restricts mining and other things. The madness has to stop. And the only way it can stop is if people like Tim Knope agree to support the rest of their caucus and walk away. You think 503-589-1220 back in a moment, but there's more. I'm just getting started.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. I've got more for you. I want to remind you that, you know, if you want to make somebody feel special, one of the best ways you can do it is to reserve a limousine with Diamond Royalty Rides right here in Salem. They have fantastic deals for you to consider. And frankly, nothing makes you feel more special than to pick up, show up in a limousine, surprise someone, pick them up, maybe for dinner or, you know, a dinner date or anniversary or whatever. Just maybe you want to go out on the town with your daughter on her birthday and do something really special for her. Wouldn't that be cool? Mom or a dad or both parents to pick up their daughter in a limousine on her birthday? want to talk about the talk of your town. Yeah, that really makes your daughter feel valued and special. What a great idea. Why don't you check out Diamond Royalty Rides? Check out their website, diamondroyaltyrides.com. Do something special. Diamond Royalty Rides. Make somebody feel special. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. By the way, on a side note here, before I continue this story, Jason Dudash is the executive director of Oregon Freedom Foundation. Listen to this tweet. SEIU has been boasting in Oregon that they now represent 72,000 workers. What they don't brag about is that only 44,910 of those employees are dues-paying members. What that spells out is that it's a 62% dues-paying membership rate. That, by the way, is a new low for Oregon's biggest government union. Kudos to the Freedom Foundation for standing up for the rest of those folks that don't think SEIU is standing up for them. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Now, I said as the show started that we're winning, and we are. Even though you have this state senator who, by the way, I mean, this blew up all over the place yesterday, especially on social media and in the grassroots organizations that I'm a part of. And I helped, at least in part, set that in motion. Now, I haven't yet talked to the Timber Unity guys to see if they actually got in to see Tim Canope. But I do know that his office was not taking any phone calls later in the day. Believe me, things blew up. Because what's at stake here? Is everything that's bad legislation that should not be considered in this session, that's what's at stake here. It's not just cap and trade. It's more than that. Those of you who value your Second Amendment right, this is at stake. They're going to try to ram these gun bills down our throats. Everything else is at stake. Here's the danger. You have the danger now of this one senator, well, being the log that breaks out of the log jam and then it all falls apart. You see, they have to stay united, friends. They have to. They can only lose one senator. They can't lose a second one. If you lose a second senator, now the Democrats have quorum. They can do whatever they want. It doesn't matter why that senator chooses to stay and give the Democrats quorum. They can vote no on everything. Doesn't matter. It all gets passed. And now you've dramatically damaged every family in this state, every person in this state. You've destroyed rural economies. But you've dramatically raised now the cost of living for the very people that you've sworn an oath to serve. Now, if you're a Republican senator running in a Democrat district, like Tim Canope is, like Denise Bowles is, that's very tempting to say, no, I can't do that. I can't not stay and do my job. Yes, you can. Because it's not hard to figure out. When you swore an oath to serve people, you did not swear an oath to stay and allow destructive legislation that is proven to be destructive. Hurt the people you swore an oath to serve. That's not your purpose. So those of you that are in Denise Bowles' district, you need to check in with her staff, and you need to urge her to make a decision to walk away if that's what it takes. She needs to be vocal about that. She needs to reassure you that she's going to do it. And everybody else has to make contact with Tim Canope in some form, either through an email or by leaving a message, or by going to the Capitol and walking into his office and say, I understand the senator has decided he's not going to leave with the rest of the Republicans. He needs to change his mind. Because if he doesn't, he will have a primary opponent. That I can promise you. Let's go to the phones to Art. Art, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Amen to that. And whoever that opponent is, I will send them a check.
So will
because Canope, by the way, I did call his office last week. Leave
good
a message.
You.
He needs to support his party and the Oregon citizens. But, you know, Canope is, I guess you might say, is Oregon's Rhino Romney, like Utah has. And I will bet you, Jeff, that he will have an opponent the next time he runs. And I bet he probably won't get reelected. But you are absolutely correct that Canote needs to stand up for Oregonians. And he needs to be reminded that there's a lot of Democrats that don't like what Kate Brown is doing and the far left is doing. And he may not get reelected anyway because of his actions.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly correct. If he loses his base because he will not stand up for them, he's done anyway.
He's gonna
Why not
lose
go
respect,
out standing
Jeff.
For what you believe?
Yep. Great day, Jeff.
Thanks, my friend. That's what Art thinks. What do you think? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Oh, there's more, and we'll get into it. 6:30. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. You know, you can also send me an email, jeff at 1220.am, and I'll try to read it on the air. Now, look, we're winning. And you need to believe that. I know it's hard for you to believe it, folks, but we are. You see, the Democrats have pulled back on ramming the cap and trade bill out of the legislature, which they were going to do today out of the Senate Bill 1530 was going to be scheduled for a full vote of the Ways and Means Committee at 11 o'clock today. They pulled it back. Now, why would they do that? I mean, if they were confident that they had the votes and that it wasn't going to create issues for them in the upcoming elections, they would just do it, folks. Believe me, I know these people. I served with many of them. I know how they think. They're worried. You know, do you think that that little old rally with, you know, who knows, 6 to 10,000 people at the Capitol where we broadcast, do you think that might have anything to do with it? Nah, of course not. They dismiss us, right? And like Bloomberg does. Us farmers, you know, planting a seed in the ground, and Hillary as deplorables. Like Obama said, those of us who cling to our Bibles and our guns. Yeah. No, they dismiss us. But what they don't dismiss is that million unaffiliated voters that are registered in Oregon, thank you, Kate Brown and Motor Voter, of which they've determined about 30% of them are conservatives, rather. Now, the story today in the Oregonian is about how the Oregon Democrats will slow down the cap-and-trade bill, seek more Republican input. Well, here's the dirty little secret, folks. There's a couple of things that I think they're really trying to do here. And I'm going to tell you what they are, but the point you need to understand is this. We're winning because we're standing up and fighting We're not letting them roll over us. Now, they're going to, believe me, folks, they're not going to give up. Don't think for a moment they are. That's not who these folks are. They're simply going to engage in more smoke and mirrors. There's a great tweet by Marie Bowers. Marie's one of the Timber Unity people. In fact, she was at the White House with Todd Stoffel. Here's what she said. See, they've got new amendments to the bill. She writes, so let me get this straight. They're taking out the provision that utility companies can pass their increased rate onto the consumers to make it appear that they're helping consumers. But there are other bills in the Oregon legislature that will allow the utilities to pass the costs on. See how this works, folks? That's the first reason. It's smoke and mirrors to try to give their members cover. The second reason is that as they slow this down, because it appears they've had some success in pressuring or bribing, I'm not sure which, Senator Canope, to not leave the Capitol with the rest of the Republicans in the Oregon Senate. Because they've had some success, now they want a little more time to bribe another Republican, because it only takes two to provide quorum. See how this works? Now, if you don't think Kate is not bribing people, folks, you're wrong. Believe me, you're wrong. I have been told some of the things that she has been offering specific legislators. And I'm not going to tell you who, but I'm going to tell you that it is, well, one legislator alone, one Republican senator, $200 million in stuff for their district. Plus, being appointed as an agency director. Oh, there's more, folks. There's also threats. And I will name this. Threats to withhold emergency funding for flood victims out in eastern Oregon. Can you believe that? Now, I wish that senator out there had the courage to go public with that. They should. It would be outrageous and have some legitimate documentation to back it up. Now, look, believe me, Kate and company is smart enough. You don't put that in an email. You pick up the phone, you have a conversation, or you show up in a senator's office. Or you summon the senator to your office if you're the governor. Now, all of that is on schedules, and you can provide at least that documentation. Now, believe me, Kate is a regressive totalitarian Marxist. She will lie through her teeth if that's what it takes. So if she actually offered or threatened that to that particular senator, she would deny it. You know she would. Because, you see, remember, these folks believe the ends justify the means. It's okay to destroy rural economies because we only have, what is it, about 10 and a half years left, according to AOC, right? Before the earth becomes uninhabitable. You see, the ends justify the means. It's not about that. It's about raw power. It's about tyranny. It's about forcing, under the guise of saving the planet and saving future generations, is causing incredible damage to certain people's lives, hurting them. It's wrong. It's immoral. That doesn't matter to these people. They don't care. To them, they have to do it. That's why we're winning. Now, I also opened the show with saying, saying a very curious thing, how knitting could maybe turn Oregon to actually vote for Donald Trump. What? Yeah. There's a piece written. In fact, this woman was interviewed, I guess, Saturday on Fox. This was written by a Democrat. And here's the headline. After attending a Trump rally, I realized Democrats are not ready for 2020. Subheadline is, I've been a Democrat for 20 years, but this experience made me realize how out of touch my party with the country is, with the country at large. This Democrat who voted for Pete Buttigieg, as Limbaugh calls him, she went to a Trump rally. She was surprised. And you know what one of the biggest headlines out of this piece she wrote? Quote, Democrats have an ass-kicking coming to them in November, and I think most of them will be utterly shocked when it happens, unquote. In this thing, she says, if you had told me 3 years ago that I would ever attend a Donald Trump rally, I would have laughed and assured you that was never going to happen. Heck, if you told me I would do it 3 months ago, I probably would have done the same thing. So how did I find myself among 11,000 plus Trump supporters in Manchester, New Hampshire? Believe it or not, it all started with knitting, she writes. She goes on to say, you might not think of the knitting world as a particularly political community, but you're wrong. Many knitters are active in social justice communities and love to discuss the revolutionary role knitters have played in our culture. I started noticing this about a year ago, particularly on Instagram. I knit as a way to relax and escape the drama of real life, not to further engage with it. But it was impossible to ignore the roving gangs of online social justice warriors started going after anyone in the knitting community who was not lockstep in their ideology. Knitting stars on Instagram were bullied and mobbed by hundreds of people for seemingly innocuous offenses. One man got mobbed so badly he had a nervous breakdown, had to be admitted to a hospital on a suicide watch. Many things were not right about the hatred and witnessing the vitriol coming from those I aligned myself with politically. And that was a massive wake-up call. She writes, you see, I was one of those Democrats who considered anyone who voted for Trump a racist. I thought they were horrible, yes, deplorable. And I worked very hard to eliminate their voices from my spaces by unfriending or blocking people. I watched a lot of MSNBC and was convinced that everything that Trump did was horrible. And he hated anyone who wasn't straight white man and who had no redeeming qualities. She goes on to describe how that led her then to have the courage to go to the Trump rally. And the reason that I'm bringing this up to you, and Rebecca, I'll get to you in a moment here. The reason I'm bringing this up to you, this is why Trump has to go all across this country and has to come to Oregon. This woman's a Democrat. Because of what she saw in her world of knitting, the vitriol, the hatred, she just knew in her heart it wasn't right. She is a persuadable, folks. She went to the Trump rally and was amazed, as she writes in this story, about how nice the people were. And it changed her entire perspective. Trump needs to come to Oregon because there are a lot of people like this woman in Oregon. They're showing up, and they did show up, at the Timber Unity rally. They are Democrat moms who don't want to lose their parental rights when it comes to forced vaccinations. They're the Slavic community. They are all of those people. That Trump needs to come speak to, so that we can fight them with a breath. Their heart can be changed like this. Back to the back of the
call J. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Righteous Renovations is a great local Salem-based company that can handle your bathroom, kitchen remodel, or other home remodeling projects, or maybe even putting a deck on. And you know what? Don't take my word for it. Check out their website. Look at the great reviews, righteousrenovations.com. That's Eric Azer, 503-341-3816, righteousrenovations.com. Check it out. You might be really happy you did. Denise Bowles had sent out a Senator Denise Bowles, who we had heard was wavering, sent out a tweet, and I'm reading it. Are you afraid of the fiscal? This is the fiscal impact, which is one of the reasons the Democrats have decided to pull back. Folks, we're winning. They're afraid of the criticism. They're afraid it might swing all of these great unwashed masses that happen to show up at that Timber Unity rally. Again, all it takes is a small swing in votes across the state, and the Democrats are not in control of the legislature. Anyway, she writes, are you afraid of the fiscal? Where is it? There is no bipartisan support. However, there is bipartisan opposition. That's right, because Betsy Johnson opposes it. Just stop, Kate. Let the people vote. Well, Denise, that's good for you to say that. Now just make a commitment that you, in fact, are going to walk out, because it's not known for sure that you are. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Thanks for hanging on through the break.
Good morning. I helped Denise Bowles get elected. As a PCP, I helped vote her into office when Jackie Winters died. And I did so on her pro-life stance. And this bill is anti-life. Any bill that's based on getting into law that carbon is a problem is anti-life. And they can make all kinds of regulations off of it after they get it into law. And Denise Bowles, since she ran on a pro-life ticket, needs to be called to account that this is an anti-life law. When carbon is the staff of life, carbon is what all life is based on. And carbon is not a pollutant like they want to put into law.
Well, that's an interesting perspective, and I'm not disagreeing, by the way. I mean, I think that that is true. Carbon is the basic building block of, well, DNA and a number of other, atoms, and frankly, life. You're right. Rebecca, it's a great point. Thank you. I appreciate that today. That's Rebecca's point of view. By the way, folks, Thursday, we're going to be at the Oregon Citizen Lobby. We're going to be at the Oregon Citizen Lobby War Room. I'm going to be there. I won't be called away to some emergency meeting like I was last week. We're going to be there. We'll have coffee. Come and join us. If you want to take a stand and fight, if you want to learn how to influence the legislature, how to talk to your legislator, how to talk to their staff, how to make an impact, how to testify, we teach you how to do that. And we're watching real-time legislation, and we can use real-time legislation as a teaching tool. Okay? It's going to be in room 343. Starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Like I said, we'll have coffee. Oregon Citizens Lobby War Room. Now, if you ask where it is or you want to go up to the staff, just be nice to the staff and say, where's the Oregon Citizen Lobby War Room? They don't know it as the War Room. They know it as the Oregon Citizens Lobby. And they'll tell you. But it's room 343. Want to shout out to our friends at freedomheatingandair.net. Freedom from cold nights, hot days, high utility bills. Got pretty cold last night, folks. You know, if your heat pump is not keeping up, your furnace isn't working right, you might want to give them a call. They've been in business 40 years. It means they've been around long enough to know how to take care of their customers. They'll take care of you. Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out, freedomheatingandair.net. We are winning, folks. The fact that Donald Trump has, at minimum, I think the lowest Democrat attendance at one of his rallies in the last 3 or 4 months that I have seen anyway. Maybe it's been lower and they've not talked about it, but the lowest number that I saw was 21%. Usually it's 24, 25, 20. I've seen as high as 27% registered Democrats attending a Trump rally. Now, that has huge down ticket implications. That's why he needs to come to Oregon, because you know what? He'll have that impact here. Now, my guess is probably only about 15% of Democrats show up because this is Oregon. Okay. But my point is that this story I read you about this woman who went to a Trump rally in New Hampshire, a Democrat who voted for Buttigieg. Well, she came away with an entirely different viewpoint. And to be honest with you, she doesn't know whether she's going to vote for Trump. She thinks she probably won't, but she hasn't totally made up her mind because she believed the lies, rather. She didn't understand that the people who support Trump are not deplorables, are not racist. They're really nice people, and they treated her really well. And when she told some of them that she was actually a Democrat, they said, well, welcome. Lee writes me an email, says, do the right thing, question mark. I'm not sure if it's true that you decided not to walk out due to your desire for re-election. This is a email he wrote to Senator Tim Knope. But, sir, our forefathers stood up to greater obstacles to form this country. It was taught by my parents and taught my kids to do the right thing regardless of perceived outcome. If you truly want to serve as you were elected to and hedge your position in the next election, then don't be pressured by lies and promises that can be broken. Do the right thing for the Constitution and the people you represent. Stay united with the other conservative Republican leaders. Well said, Lee. Thank you for doing that. That's a great example, friends, of an email you could send to Tim Knope. Hold our feet to the fire. You know, there's another story today. We're not really going to get to it, but it's in the Albany Democrat Herald. So old wounds of Oregon's timber wars take the first step towards healing. And it's about this deal that Kate Brown brokered. The fallacy of this belief that's articulated in this article is that this will begin the peace that will end the timber wars. Nothing could be further from the truth. And the people that are literally listed and quoted in this story are crazy if they think that the left, the environment, big enviro, is going to reach agreement. They cannot. They must continually demonize timber, natural resource, anything, because it's how they make money. It has nothing to do with the planet or the environment. It's all about money and power. They're not going to stop. This isn't going to end the timber wars. All right, friends, I'm back tomorrow. I hope you are too. We're winning. Trump needs to come to Oregon, don't you think? See you then.